It's Wednesday, and it's time for Current State's Neighbors in Action segment, where we feature people and organizations working to make our community a better place. This week, we feature the Lansing Community College Foundation, which offers more than 300 scholarships to students in need. And here to tell us more about the LCC Foundation is Executive Director Dan McKean. Hi, Dan.
Hi, Mark.
And joining him is George Garza, an LCC student and scholarship recipient. Welcome, George.
Thanks, Mark.
Tell us about the LCC Foundation. How long have you been around? How busy are you?
Well, we're a little over 30 years old, and it's pretty easy to say who we are. We are an independent 501(c) nonprofit from Lansing Community College, and we exist really to be the philanthropic arm for the college. Our primary mission is scholarships, but we also support, our donors support LCC programs and capital drives.
From year to year, about how much money do you dispense in scholarships?
We give out about $325,000 in scholarships every year.
That's great.
And that's why we're glad that George is here, because he really represents the importance of our story.
What are some of the scholarships that you offer?
We have general foundation scholarships, where we have the ability to award them to students based on financial needs, grade point average, and a personal statement that they might make. We also have donor-directed scholarships, where people who really have a vested interest in setting up criteria that's important to them, supporting students in specific programs or supporting students with different backgrounds.
George, I understand you have a family and you're studying automotive technology. Why did you decide to go back to school?
Well, I worked in a factory for 12 years, lost my job, and tried to look for more work, and it's just not there.
Had to reinvent yourself.
Yes.
That's right. What was that process like for you?
Well, it was tough at first.
Three kids. Okay.
A wife. What I thought was a stable job,
yeah.
A really good job, and it went away really quick, so it was kind of a shock to try to get back.
What was the application process like?
For the scholarship, it was very easy. I just filled out a paper and turned it in, and then I got a response, and they said, hey, we'd like to help you out.
How exactly did the foundation help George then? And what were the criteria then when you saw George's application? How did that play out?
Well, George is a good example of our ability to match our donor interest with a student's need. George is a recipient of the Ron Burke Helper Wrench Scholarship. Ron Burke was an LCC student who passed away, and his brother and sister are funding a yearly scholarship specifically for a student who would be studying in the automotive technology area, and that met the criteria that George had. So George was able to receive this foundation scholarship, and our donors are thrilled to hear from students like him who write a thank you note, and it continues to help them remember their brother and know that the students in automotive technologies are being helped.
George, was there a point when you decided then, I'm not going to just conduct a job search, I'm going to retool myself, I'm going to pick up new skills? There must have come that point. I mean, your first inclination, was it to just go out and conduct a job search?
At first, yeah. I mean, I got a family, I got a support, so I need to find a job. But even getting out there looking, there was temporary jobs was the only thing that was out there. So going back to school was kind of a no-brainer, because everybody was like, well, do you have a degree?
Right.
No.
Yeah.
And it's almost like having a high school diploma.
No. Have you wrapped up your education, or are you still at
Nope. I'm actually finishing up my first year. And I probably will have, by the time I'm done, I'll have 2 degrees in probably 3 years.
What other success stories, Dan, besides George's, stick out in your mind?
Well, I think George is a great example for us to remind people that we have a broad and very ambitious goal as a foundation, and that we believe that education in a community is so important that we want to remove financial obstacles to college education for every person. And right now we're privileged to have organizations like Hope Scholars and the Lansing Promise and the Hope Promise. The Lansing Community College Foundation, however, addresses a broad population. We serve students across 15 different school districts in the area. And a lot of people don't realize that, and George is a great example, 60% of the students at Lansing Community College are over the age of 22.
Mm.
And so we have a lot of these people returning, needing to transition into a new career. And these careers require at least some college education. And there's no place for them to turn for scholarships. So we have quite a challenge as a foundation. I think what we're most proud of is that our donors recognize that at a time in their lives when they needed assistance, when perhaps they were single parents or they lost their jobs, that that they want to come forward and help students, and also have the realization that, you know, this isn't just about someone obtaining a dream, you know, as George represents. In today's knowledge-based job market, it's about getting a job, keeping a home, and providing for a family, and for many people, as George is a first-generation college student, moving your family out of poverty to prosperity. And so we're great. We're really happy to see those success stories.
How technically, how has the automotive technology curriculum, your studies, I mean, literally what you study, was it harder than you thought it would be? I mean, I have heard so many times that automotive technology is just, it's changed profoundly with electronics and what have you.
It has changed tremendously. I've been working on cars pretty much my entire life.
Okay.
And when I go back to school, a lot of it was easy. But the new stuff, I was actually talking with them today about, you know, people that have been out in the field for 15 years are almost outdated because things change so often.
Well, the computerization in cars alone almost makes you need to be an IT specialist to
yes.
be an automotive mm-hmm. Mechanic anymore.
Everything's going to laptops and you know, plug it in or wireless. And
have you gotten
Bluetooth?
Into that in your training at LCC
yes.
yet? Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
And I imagine you're going to have to go back for retraining, to
yes.
tell you the truth. I mean, this is just changing too fast.
Yeah, we have other classes, not school classes, but training seminars that people in the field come to the campus to take these training seminars to stay current.
Yeah. Dan, how vigorously do you recruit donors for scholarships? I mean, you conduct a lot of outreach.
We conduct a lot of outreach as best as we can with our budget, and we've been doing a lot of work to try and get people to recognize that we're one of the best-kept secrets in town. And, you know, as we look at the economic success of our community, when we look at our first responders, I think people really have an interest now in supporting what happens locally. People recognize that about 70% of the first responders, fire, police, medic, come from Lansing Community College. In any business you would look at in this town, there's a huge number of people who have received training or degrees from Lansing Community College. I think George and his training represent another aspect of what we do as a foundation. Is we're working now with General Motors to try and get two hybrid vehicles into the automotive technology program so that our students have the latest technology that are there. And every day we have people coming in, a lot of interest these days in making a planned gift through your will or estate. And people every day who come and tell us a story, this is what happened to me when I was a student. This is how I had to get through my college education. And I want to be able to give back and help another student who may be sharing the same struggles.
We're talking with Dan McKean, Executive Director of the LCC Foundation, and George Garza, an LCC student and scholarship recipient in automotive technology. George, do you have too much education to go to have talked to people about jobs, or has that process started?
No, it hasn't really started. I'm concentrating now on getting associate's degrees, not just completion. So for me, I want to remain full-time.
Not just a certification, but a degree.
Right, a degree.
Okay.
And I may decide to maybe waver into being an instructor instead of actually going out in the field. So I want to make sure that my education comes first before I don't want to take too long to get it done.
Right.
You know?
You want it to take the time to invest in your future now,
right.
And delay the gratification,
right.
I guess, is what it sounds like what you're saying. Dan, where is the larger vocational education movement right now, if I can call it that?
Well, there's an awful lot of need in this town for IT professionals, and the college is really working hard to respond to that. When we see the national insurance companies who are in town, they are looking for trained IT people.
Yeah.
Can't fill the jobs fast enough. We've got Jackson National bringing 1,000 new positions to the community. One of the things that LCC and their Business and Community Institute are able to do is respond very quickly to the needs of the workforce. So those things are changing every day, but IT right now is very important, and we're working to get students into that area.
How might our listeners get involved and support what you do?
We would appreciate people with any size of gifts that they might offer, and even work with them to come up with a scholarship that would fit criteria for them. Very easy, give2.lcc.edu.
Very good. Dan McKean is the executive director of the LCC Foundation. George Garza is an LCC student and scholarship recipient. Great discussion. Good luck to you, and thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you.
We could always use more nominations, and Current State knows there are great people and organizations out there doing great work, and we just don't know about them. If you'd like to be featured on one of our Neighbors in Action segments, please send us an email to currentstate@wkar.org. Put Neighbors in Action in the subject line and tell us why you think they should be featured for the great work they do.